Glory be to God in the highest. Please, let's put our hands together. Thank you, Jesus. It is so sweet to trust in Jesus. Lord, we have proved you over and over and over and over. Lord, to you be all the glory. We thank you for every man, every woman, every boy, every girl. Thank you for the young, the old. Thank you. Thank you. Please, somebody lift up your voice. Lift up your hands. Give thanks. Give thanks today. Give thanks today. Give thanks. We enter his gates with thanksgiving. We enter his courts with praise. The Bible says, be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. Lord, we thank you. Father, we thank you. My heart, bless you. Our lips, praise you. Yes, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Somebody cry, cry. Just if that's all you can say, Jesus. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, blind Bartimaeus cried, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Somebody cry out for mercy. We need mercy, the mercy of God that rejoices over judgment. Mercy, somebody please cry out. Cry out for mercy, mercy, mercy. You are buffeted on every side. You are being attacked left, right, center. You came in here confused. You came in here down, 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 feeling down. Listen, child of God. There is more for you than against you. Jesus, Jesus, have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Please, somebody cry, cry. Just say mercy. Mercy rejoices over judgment. We have no explanation. We are not justifying anything. We are just saying mercy. 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 Lord, have mercy. Lord, intercept with your mercy. Lord, interrupt with your mercy. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Lord, we have toiled all night, caught nothing. We have tried everything we know to do. We have prayed, we have fasted. Lord, have mercy. Intercept, intercept. Please, can somebody just pray this prayer? Lord, I surrender to your will. I submit myself to you. The Bible says, submit yourselves, therefore, unto God and resist the devil, and he will flee. Listen, we cannot resist the devil if we are not in total surrender and submission to allow him to take full control, not half control. Lord, we surrender totally, submit to your will. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Your good, acceptable, and perfect will. We have struggled. You are under tremendous attack. Listen, you submit and surrender. Surrender your health. Surrender your health. Surrender your job-seeking exploits. Surrender everything. Just say, Lord, take over. Take over. Take over. Let's do the first part. Please bring that scripture up. James chapter 4 verse 7. Submit yourself therefore unto God and resist the devil, and he will flee. James chapter 4 and verse 10. Listen, let's do the first part. We will pray later. Together we will take authority over principalities and powers, over rulers of the darkness, over any principality hindering us from accessing that which is the perfect will of God, that which is the rest, the labor we labor to enter into the rest. Just submit, everybody right here, let's just come on that submission. Just pray that first part, Lord, I submit myself. I submit my family. I submit my children. I submit my womb. I submit my health. Please, you know whatever it is. You know where the shoe pinches. submit that area specifically right now, please. Please, if you can stop every movement right now, please, just hold the children. Hold the children. The Spirit of the Lord is here, but it will not always strive with man. But if we surrender, if we are drowning, you feel like you are drowning, everything is not working, just surrender first. Let's do the first part. Father, we just come to you in the multitude of your mercies and surrender. And Lord, I surrender myself, my heart, my ears, my eyes, my nose, every gate into my heart. Lord, pour out your Spirit afresh. And I pray upon every soul here, pour out your Spirit. We bring our vessels unto you empty, in total surrender. Have mercy. Have mercy. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, says the Lord. Surely goodness and mercy has followed you into this place today. You surrender right now, and you will see the salvation of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Please pray for the person next to you, to your left, to your right. Just say, Lord, I agree. The Bible says, if two shall agree, I agree with my brother, with my sister. I surrender everything pertaining to him, to you. We submit our lives. Lord, I pray. Pray, pray. If nobody's beside you, pray for the people behind you. If nobody's beside you, pray for the people in front of you. Let's just come in total agreement and let's allow God to do what he... Even today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we surrender our children to you. We surrender the children, teachers. We surrender the room where, Lord, they will be assembling. We surrender all our worries, our cares, our fears. All. Step it up, step it up, step it up. Surrender everything, 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 everything. Somebody's afraid, somebody's worried. Surrender that worry. You are concerned, surrender that concern. Please, let's do that quickly, quickly, quickly. Thank you, Holy Spirit. As I hear, I speak, as I see, Lord, you do. Do that which only you can do in the lives of our children. Let your Spirit come upon the teachers right now, the children. Thank you. Thank you. Have your way, Lord. Yes, Lord. Everything, everything. Yes, everything we give to you. Withholding nothing. Don't withhold anything. Just think if there's anything you that's a concern, just at this stage surrender, and we will hear instructions shortly. Father, thank you. The same Spirit, your Spirit, that raised Jesus from the dead, give life to every physical body right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for our children. Thank you, Lord, for our sons and daughters. Thank you for our men and women, our fathers, our mothers, our wives, our husbands, our sisters, brides in waiting, spinsters in waiting. Thank you for opening prison doors. Thank you for destroying yokes. Thank you for lifting burdens. We cast all our cares upon you right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Comforter, Holy Spirit, you are the teacher, you are the advocate, you are the strengthener, you are our comforter, you are the intercessor, you are our counselor, you are the one who convicts us of sin and righteousness, you are the one who teaches us all things, you are the one who guides us into all truth. You are the one who shows us even things to come. Thank you, precious Holy Spirit. Thank you as you are hovering upon every one of us and our hearts. As the word comes forth, confirm every word with signs following. Let there be healing. Let there be deliverance. As you raise Jesus from the dead, let everything dead, buried, everything given up, hopeless, let them resurrect. Let homes resurrect. Let relationships, marriages, businesses, our hearts, consciences, resurrect to the glory of your name. Thank you, because your word never returns to you void, Heavenly Father, but your word prospers where you send it and accomplishes that which you please. For your glory and your praise, Father, thank you for the healing that has started. Thank you for the deliverance that has started. Thank you for understanding, light. Thank you for that which was hopeless, formless, shapeless, that you are bringing form into. Thank you for that which was dark. We command your light to shine out of darkness right now. And Father, I take authority over the God of this world that has blinded the hearts and minds of people. Satan, we resist you. You principalities, you powers, you devils, you demons, you distractions, you deceiver. The game is up. The darkness is revealed and light shines. And there is complete and total deliverance right now in the lives of people in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, our great high priest. I know you are praying for me. I know you are praying for every individual right now. For you are the right hand of the Father, ever living to make intercession for us. And thank you, precious Holy Spirit, comforter. Thank you for comforting those who mourn. Thank you for opening prison doors. Thank you. We return all the glory to you in Jesus' name. Amen. By the grace of God and by the Spirit of God today, we will teach, we will preach, and God will heal. There are three interceptors that I believe God wants us to understand. Three interceptors that intercept the things going on in our lives. Three. I was praying in the very early hours of this morning, and I began to dictate as I was hearing. And I prayed that I will be able to pass across the word that God has for someone today. Intercepting. What it means is you're probably going in a direction. It might be the right direction, or it might be the wrong direction. If you are going in the right direction, there are things on the way that attempt to intercept you from getting to your destination, which is the right direction in life. And if you are going in also in the wrong direction, the good news also is there are interceptors that will be on the way trying to get you to stop going in the wrong direction. That is the beauty of life. That is the balance of life. Moses, God spoke through Moses to tell the children of Israel in those days. And by default, the message for entire mankind. He says, today, there are two ways, I'm paraphrasing, before you. There's one that leads to life. There's one that leads to destruction. Say, you choose which one you want to go. Choose you this day who you want to serve. Choose. There was a man called Elijah, and he was in a battle, more of a spiritual battle with the agents and representatives, prophets of Baal, the Bible says. And Baal just represents principalities and powers. The devil, demonic forces, literally means the Lord of flies. And he told the people, the battle is drawn today. Let the God, I represent God, they represent the evil powers. Now let the God who answers by fire, let him be God. And you choose who you want to follow. Listen, whether you believe it or not, you are in this world, you are in a battlefield. Some of us don't believe that. Some of us have believed. Some of us, you have no choice anyway because you are already drowning. You are in a pit. And listen, there's deliverance wherever condition or state or direction you are. There is an interceptor in both directions. If you are going in the wrong direction, there is an interceptor. If you are going in the right direction, there is also an interceptor. You know, last week Friday, we were traveling to Sheffield. You know, my wife and I went for some rest, some retreat, and then a ministry assignment to Sheffield. And we were going, and there's something, I'd been on that road in the past. And in all sincerity, I didn't tell my wife this, but maybe I told her, I don't know. But fear always grips me anytime I'm going to Sheffield. Why? Because there's a road. If you're going from Liverpool to Sheffield, called the Snake Bypass. I'm telling you, if you want to know more about it, travel to Sheffield. All right? And follow wherever it says. I've forgotten what the road is. All right? Now, the road goes around a mountain because Sheffield is like, you know, in the north, and it's on a mountain. So you have to kind of climb a mountain. So the road goes, cuts through that mountain or cuts around that mountain to take you to Sheffield. So it's called Snake Bypass because you have to keep going like that and like that and like that. The last time I was in Sheffield, we were coming back. It was also for a ministry trip. My wife wasn't with me on that journey, but I was praying for the young man who traveled with me, that, Lord, even if I die now, please, for the sake of this man beside me, what am I going to tell people? That he followed me to go and preach in Sheffield. And we perished. It was foggy. It was dark. You couldn't see the car in front of you. And then we were going on the Snake Bypass. It was scary. I mean, you will literally look outside your door and then you can see downhill. And if you make any little mistake, your car can roll over, even though there are some road stoppers by the side. So I vowed, next time, whenever I'm traveling to Sheffield, I will never go through the Snake Bypass. And believe me, if you put your sat-nav now, you're going to Sheffield, it's going to likely take you through the Snake Bypass. So I remembered the last time we drove to Sheffield, not for a ministry trip. I remember that our brother, we call him Daddy AY, didn't drive. I made sure that he drove, and his wife sat beside him. And my wife and I sat at the back. And I told him, we are not going through the Snake Bypass. Whatever route you are going to take, please set your sat nav. And I remembered he said, okay, we have to maybe set our sat nav like we're going to Leeds. We're going to Sheffield, but to avoid the Snake Bypass, set the sat nav like you are going to Leeds. And when you get to a certain part, as you are going towards Leeds, then you can turn off, you get onto the M1 or whatever, And then you are safe. No snakes. So we are going. So I called him. I said, Daddy AY, we're on our way to Sheffield now. How did you do it the last time? So he began to tell us how to set the sat-nav. I thought a snake entered the phone. Sorry if you don't like talking about snakes. Have no fear, because that's one of the things God is dealing with today. So he began to direct us. We struggled a bit, you know, because, you know, there was an old sat-nav system in the car. You know, I didn't know how to update and all that. Please, always update your knowledge, please. Always stay fresh. Please always stay on the cutting edge. Right, there's fresh information every day. I like how our pastor, Philip, prayed and told us, we're not here, I've heard this before. Oh, I know this. Let's ask God for fresh manna. That is our prayer. So he began to direct us. I didn't know how to update the sat-nav in my car, so we're using my wife's phone. And anyway, finally, he kept talking to us. We were going, and we kept telling him where we were. And I said at a point that, Daddy AY, do you realize you have traveled with us, and you are in Liverpool? You've literally traveled with us almost up to Leeds. He was busy talking to us and giving us direction. Listen, Jesus said, my sheep, they hear my voice. Another voice they will not hear, the voice of the hireling. What I'm just trying to tell us is, let's always be in a place where we can receive what God is saying part time. I'm not saying that AY was God, but he was the representative of God to us at that time to avoid the snakes on the bypass. So when we got to a safe place, Daddy AY, you can drop now. We are safe. We got to Sheffield, and then when we were coming back after the 3 days of sojourn there, we remembered the reverse engineering, and we avoid the snake bypass, and we are here safely back to the glory of God. Come on, let's celebrate. All right. Why did I tell us all that? Because if you are going to a place, usually those of us, Google Map, sat-nav, you set your destination. Now, your destination is like the will of God. Listen, there is a will of God for every one of us. There is a thought, there is a plan of God for every single child born into this world. God has never destined or planned evil for anybody. God spoke to someone called Jeremiah, and that gives us a glimpse of the heart and mind and the destination of God for every life. He said, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. And later told him, I have plans for you. I'm always thinking about you. And the thoughts I have for you and the plans I have for you, they are never evil. They are thoughts of good. There is a future. There is a hope. There is an expected end that I have for you. That is likened to us setting our sat-nav. You are going to Sheffield, S1007. That's the destination. But between Liverpool and Sheffield, there's a snake bypass. There are hazards on the way. And listen, I don't know if you've traveled before, you set your destination and your sat-nav tells you estimated time of arrival, ETA. And it gives you an idea of when you will arrive. How many of us arrived at the exact time before? How many of us, okay, let me put it this way, you realize you didn't arrive at the ETA? If you've done it before, even if you are walking on foot. Why? Because anything can happen on the way between your starting point to the end point. Listen, your end point does not change. The plan of God and the will of God for your life has never changed. Before you were born, God had good plans, thoughts, no evil plan for you. But listen, the moment you are born into a world that is evil, filled with interceptors. Interceptors. You know, I always tell people this. It's very rare. Honestly, the Bible says anyone that is born of God does not sin. Because there's no seed of unrighteousness in them. But excuse me, how many of us sin? You've never sinned before. Can you raise your hand up so that we can cast out the snake, demonic spirit of lies out of you right now? Some of you even sinned while we were worshiping. Yeah, you were thinking of maybe your next meal or, you know, what will happen where you're going after service, how you take your wife on a date or where you will eat, what you will eat or what is on the menu. Some of us have traveled to Thursday this week. Some of us have traveled to the interview. Some of us have traveled with fear that now another week has started. I don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. No job. I've been praying. Some of us have traveled home. You remember home. They just told you that there are some demons and witches in your village. Don't come home. You've traveled while you are here. It's called idolatry. Because when we are worshiping, our focus should be God. And if you are thinking of something else, it's called idolatry. Thou shalt have no other gods beside me. Worship, our thoughts, our whole attention, our gaze should be fixed on the one who called us out of darkness into his glorious, marvelous light. But we worry. Worry is a sin. You are worried about your future, worried about your job, worried about your home, worried about, will I ever get married? Even if I get married, like some people, I've met some people before. If I ever get married, will it work? They have not even met the person they will marry. They're already worried. You've already traveled in time. And truly, the marry problem starts. Because listen, worry is no respect of nobody. If you worry, it's actually a sin. Why? Because it chokes the word of God that will bring fruit of righteousness in you. So I've come to tell somebody today, look, there are interceptors. And listen, let's look at these three interceptors. Number one. It's called, in the book of Revelation, just listen to this, in the book of Revelation, I want to get the scripture up, the book of Revelation and chapter 12 and verse 9. Revelation chapter 12. And from verse 9, the Bible records, listen, and I read, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan. The deceiver, or who deceives the whole world, he was cast out where? Into the earth. And his angels was cast out with him. Let's read verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying, in heaven now is come salvation, strength, the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of the brethren is cast down. What does he do? Accuses them day and night before our God. That's the first interceptor. Some of us think that because you know the will of God, like you know the destination where you're going, automatically you will get there. Big mistake. When we set our sat-nav to go to Sheffield, do you know some of the things that at times either will stop you from getting to your destination or slow you down or try to intercept? One very interesting one is called roadworks. Have you seen roadworks before? Next one, diversion. The roadworks can stop you, and then you're meant to be going on 70 miles per hour, and because of roadworks, they've narrowed the road, and now you have to go to 50, and then as you're going, they said 40, and then as you're going, they said 20. Does your destination change? Please, does the wheel change? But something has intercepted. Another thing, accidents. Another thing, changing weather. All of a sudden, it begins to rain. Like they say, cats and dogs. It slows you down. You can't continue to speed unless you want to die quickly. Interceptions between starting point and end point. Some of us are careless. And I've come to wake you up today. Listen, enough is enough. If you have been beaten, battered, punched, black, blue, you are rising up today and you are going to fight. You will get to God's expected end for your life. Listen. Have you ever been traveling before? And then your car breaks down. Does it change your destination? Please answer me. But these are the realities of life. Let me tell you a very interesting one. The Holy Spirit reminded me this morning. I left my house. I told my family and my wife, I said, I'm going to lock myself up for 2 days, switch off my phone, so that I can just spend some time seeking God's face, knowing, Lord, I was trying to get hear God, get some direction, just figure out what was going on in my life. Just try and figure it out. And I went, locked myself up, and I made one mistake. Who knows the mistake? I left my phone on. And one of yous called me in distress. Serious distress. I couldn't put on the phone. I couldn't put it off. Oh, this pastor. What was my destination? Spend time with God. Lock, shut everybody out. Phone rings. Interception. Is it a good one? No, 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 please. Why are you sounding spiritual? If it was you, it's a good one for you. but it's intercepted me. It's good for everybody. Speak for yourself. And listen, people. My conscience just hit me. I got up. I was on my knees. Seriously. I got up. I said, okay, Lord, just this once. Let me just quickly. And I told my wife must not know, because I told her that's why I left home. As I got up, got inside the car, I didn't even move 2 minutes. The engine broke down. The car knocked. Partial knocking. I think that's your area of expertise. I didn't know. As I was just going, I said, God, I hear you. Interception. I said, Lord, I'm sorry. I forgot that I'm not God. Lord, whatever the problem is with this person, with these people, please, Lord, send help. I repent. Back to my sat nav where I set it. Presence of God. People, I started the car and the car moved. I turned back, parked the car. I spent the time I had with God. And then when I finished, I remembered the car. After 2 days, would this car take me home? I got inside the car and the car took me home. But by the grace of God, the Holy Spirit reminded me this morning, remember you prayed last year that you wanted a new car. Yeah. Here comes the new car. The old must go for the new to come. So I was carless for how many weeks? About 3 weeks. And then God brought a new car. But there was interception. I'm just sharing that with you because some of us, we are doing what is good, but it's not God. Was it good for me to leave the presence of God to go and attend to someone in distress? But then I forgot. I'm not God. See, there are ways God will remind you you are human. When you break down, right? When you experience some breakdowns, and I'm saying this by the Spirit of God, maybe that's what somebody's experiencing. God is drawing your attention back to Him. Back to what you said. Back to the vows you made before God and man. Interceptions. Interruption. I don't need to say more. The devil. The Bible describes him in the book of, I think it's 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And calls him the God of this world. Small G-O-D. That is interceptor number one. The God of this world. Small G-O-D. And that answers the question some of us have. If there was God, why are evil happening in this world? That's your answer. There is God, the creator, father of all, who has set a sat-nav for you, thoughts of good, no evil, and he wants you, desires you to get to his destination. But there's that interceptor on the way. It's called the God of this world. The systems, the cosmos of this world. The Bible refers to the God of this world again in one place, the prince of the power of the air. You're wondering, you don't solicit for some things, they just drop on your phone. You don't solicit for some things, you switch on your TV, bang. You see some things you shouldn't see. You hear some things you shouldn't hear. Subtle. The prince of the power of the air is controlling the airwaves. Some of us don't know. You're looking for likes. You're looking for followers. You're following also. The people you are following, where are they going? That's the first question you should always ask yourself. You just say anything. Ah! Celebrity, follow. And then you are downloading interceptors, interceptees on your phone. And then you wonder why you are struggling. Was it you sharing the Sunday school today? You realize you are misbehaving. So I'm just paraphrasing what I heard from you. And she suddenly realizes because she was hanging around the wrong company. Listen, God is not mocked. The Bible says evil communication will corrupt good manners. No matter how white your robe is, move near mud, where they are splashing mud, and say, I'm holy. It will stain your white robe. Interceptors, they come in form of all manner of things, but it's always subtle. Let me tell you, the Bible, Jesus calls him the thief. He comes to steal, very subtle. Kill, destroy. The devil will never come to you. I've come to destroy your life. No, he will first of all steal your time. Steal the time you should spend either praying or studying. Steal the time you should spend meditating. And then you start fighting with your husband. Do we realize that couples, I can talk to you, sir. Please, do the statistics one day. I know you are a saint, you are a spirit, you don't fight with your wife, you don't quarrel. All you do in your house is arrowwood, you know. There's always a reason to thank God. You and your entire household. But do the statistics and find out at times why you and your wife quarrel. It's over petty things. Petty. Why did you nod your head like that? What have I just said that you are nodding your head? Why did you put your shoe there? I just rearranged this place. Why? I just came in. You didn't even say welcome. Why? The way you opened the door, you just scared me. Why? I thought you loved me. Is that the meaning of love? Why? In church, I saw the way you are playing the keyboard. Why were you playing the keyboard like that? Why are you playing the keyboard like that? You playing keyboard like that? Petty. The devil, interceptor, is stealing your time. Slowly. How you looked at me now became, I remember how you looked at me 5 years ago. Don't look like me like that anymore. Hey, experience. Hey. Petty. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 10, only by pride comes contention. Go and check why you are contending in strife, fighting with people. Underline is pride. Why are you talking to me like that? Look at how you looked at me. I have myself pride. I felt belittled. I is the center of S-I-N. It's called sin. Interceptor, he steals. I'm not going to that church again. Why? I came in and the usher, I sat there, I said, this is where I want to sit. And the usher said, no, please go and sit there. Who does the usher think they are? Who is the head of the usher here? One boy, they call Schofield. It's not even my age mate. The age mate of my third. I'm not going to that church again. Because of Schofield. No, sorry. Because of somebody in Schofield's team. Petty. And then he's stealing. Listen. Let me tell you, and I say this with trepidation. Let me tell you why you are behaving like a fool. If you react that way. The last time they insulted you in your office. I'm not going to that office again. Got this small boy. Small. He didn't meet me in the university. He's now my line manager. Look at him. I'm not going to work again. Please don't come to the welfare department. Pride. That's what killed the devil. Some of us don't know it's pride that is worrying. I check myself. I'm telling you. Anytime I just, I'm angry. How can I call Inkem and she didn't return my call? that was coded. That's coded. You are forgiven. Go and sin no more. And Lord, forgive me for keeping a record of wrong. The God of this world. Please, I don't want to talk about the devil. The devil is under our feet. Listen, the second interceptor. Three interceptors, right? Second one, Genesis chapter 1. Verse 1 to 3, is on this earth right from the beginning. The earth was without form, void, darkness, emptiness, shapelessness, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Why? Second interceptor, the Holy Spirit. He came to intercept the evil, the old dragon, the serpent. What's his other name? Revelation. Serpent, the old serpent, dragon, devil, Satan. The work he's doing on the earth. The Spirit of God was moving over the evil, and he's still moving. Till now, that has been done in the earth, is come to intercept and stop that evil. The works of the enemy in our lives, the damage, and the way some of us simply play to the gallery. You just play, bait. It's come to steal little time, steal little one here, steal little there, steal. Still, and then slowly you don't know you are dying. It's killing you. But the Holy Spirit comes. The Bible says, Jesus said, I will send you another comforter. John 14, John 15, John 16. He's come to intercept the works of the devil. To stop any one of us going in the wrong direction. And how does he do it? The Bible tells us, look, he strives. Do you know what striving is? He's trying to pull you. He's trying to whisper to you. Genesis 6, my spirit will not always strive with man. You are going in the wrong direction. You wake up this day, you remembered what Debbie said to you last Sunday. I will show her this Sunday. Since last Sunday, all your time meditation was Debbie. What she said. And this Sunday, you are prepared to show Debbie. You will show her Pepe. And as you are going, the Spirit of God will come. Elder Philip. Elder, the father of Arah. The father of Arawood. You are going. Elder. Philip. What did I say? And then all of a sudden, because he's so busy thinking of how I will show Debbie, he didn't know that he walked towards the speaker. The speaker tripped him. Debbie. Spirit of God is, you are getting close to Debbie. Elder, forgive Debbie her sins, her trespasses, the way I forgive you your trespass. If you don't forgive Debbie, neither will my Heavenly Father forgive you. You are still going. And then when you get to Debbie, you forgot that Yemi is around the corner, her husband. Where's coach? Oh, okay, he's working with the children. And then you now say something to Debbie. You did not obey the striving of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will just depart. And then start World War III. You're on your own. He tried to intercept. And God will use anything and everything. Go and ask Prophet Balaam. He used his donkey. God used my own car. Knocked the engine. Oh, somebody said, you mean God came and bah? No. The car was due for change. And when it broke down, God made all things now work together for my good to get a new car. Because I repented. Listen, the Holy Spirit, the Bible says, likewise, the Holy Spirit helps us when we are weak. We don't know what we should pray for. We miss it. We misbehave. We go where we shouldn't go. He tries. Everything. But then when we repent, the Bible says to those that love God, he will now make all things, including engine knocking, to work together for your good. Because you've repented. This is a message for us to repent. Some of us are in the wrong direction, and the Spirit of God has been whispering to you. And it's always strife. Always. And listen. Write this down, sir. It is always with the people closest to you. When you saw that sister, your head was spinning. You're in love. And then you fell in love. You tripped. And then you marry. Whatever made you trip is not there anymore. Your head is now swelling. Don't you know I'm the head? And you keep meditating on that part of this. There are many scriptures in the Bible. The only one you know is that the husband is the head of the wife. That's the only scripture you know. You meditate on it day and night. You won't meditate on the one that says, forgive. You won't. The final interceptor, because of our time. The Word of God, the Lord Jesus, who came, dwelt amongst us, we beheld his glory. He came to intercept every work of the devil. The Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing everyone who was oppressed of the devil, intercepting and undoing every work, that number one major adversary has done. And he has not finished. He died so that his blood will be shed eternally. So anytime you and I miss it, the blood can speak and forgive us and bring us back. And guess what? He now became our high priest. He's with the Father. Constantly. The Bible says he ever lives to now make intercession, to intercept, to be telling the Father, come on. He's my son, he's my daughter. I died, I paid the price. That disease is wrecking the body, the lungs. Shouldn't be. I've paid the price for it, Father. by the stripes of Jesus, we're healed. Let's rise to our feet. Revelation. We are going to pray. Revelation. Revelation. Please rise up like you are ready and you are delivered today. You are ready. Remember, we prayed. We are submitting everything to God. We've submitted. James chapter 4, verse 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. And then we are going to do this part. Resist. We can now resist. Revelation. Same revelation. Chapter 12, verse 11. This is how we are going to pray today. Listen, even just by hearing this word today, you are cleansed. You are delivered. The Bible says, through knowledge shall the righteous be delivered. Continuous abiding, Jesus said, if you continue my words and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done. In one place he said, you will know the truth and the truth will set you intercept. Revelation chapter 12, we're praying. The Bible says in verse 11, please, is it on the screen? Let's read together. Let's read. Faith comes by hearing. Hear this. If you can open your Bible, if you can't see the screen. And those joining us online, please, wherever you are, get ready for warfare. Get ready. Enough is enough. The damage is enough. The oppression is enough. Right? The stealing, the killing. You are about to be destroyed, but the word of God has come to deliver you. Intercept that destruction. You are on a self-destructive pathway because you fell to the bait of the devil. Let's read. Please open your Bible if you can open, if you can see the screen. One, two, go. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives unto death. What does that mean? I see three things there. One, by the blood of the Lamb. The third interceptor, Jesus. The Bible says, how much more shall the blood of Jesus speak better things than that of Abel? Do you know what the blood of Jesus does? He forgives us. He takes away anything the devil may want to use to accuse you. Your past, your mistake, you made wrong choices. Yeah, you went into where you shouldn't go. You did this, you did that, you fell. Listen, enough of the accusation today. We silence every voice of the accuser by the blood of Jesus. Please, right now, let me show you the second thing. The word of the testimony, the word of God, what God has said, what Jesus has said. Second interceptor. Our great high priest is still speaking, and the Holy Spirit will always remind us that Jesus died. Jesus said this, by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. You are healed. To remind us. And the third thing there in that scripture, fear. Listen, child of God, have no fear, because your tomorrow is sorted. It was sorted not today, but 2,000, over 2,000 years ago. Sorted. Your destination, thoughts of good, not evil, sorted. But all the interceptors on the way, we are uprooting them today. How? James chapter 4, verse 7. Submit yourself, therefore, unto God and resist the devil, and he will flee. In the name of Jesus, let's start with the blood of Jesus. Father, I thank you for the blood of Jesus. The blood that forgave me, that you shed to forgive all my sins, all my shortcomings, all my pride, all my mistakes. Yes, I made a mistake. Yes, I went where I shouldn't go. Yes, I said what I shouldn't say. Yes, I did what I shouldn't do. But Jesus has died for me to sort this sin, paid the price. Listen, have no fear. Have no fear. Speak the word right now. The blood of Jesus is not a decoration. The blood of Jesus is not something you plead on the road. I plead the blood of Jesus. No, the blood of Jesus speaks, and is speaking Right now, Satan, you cannot accuse us anymore. You cannot. Enough of the destruction. Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blood that speaks better things than that of Abel. By the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. There is a benefit, two benefits, daily that God loads us with. In the name of Jesus, he forgives all iniquities and heals all diseases. Forgives all iniquities by the blood of Jesus, the blood of the Lamb. From today, the Bible says even the blood purges our conscience. Even that guilt that is haunting you, that you wake up with every day, that you made a mistake. How you wish you didn't do this. How you wish you didn't go there. How you wish you didn't get into this relationship. The blood of Jesus is able to wipe to the uttermost. The blood of Jesus is able to purge our conscience from every dead work. It's dead, forgiven, forgotten, buried. The blood of Jesus is speaking right now. Please plead that blood. Say thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, my great high priest. You did not shed your blood in vain. You did not. I am telling you, healing is taking place right now. Somebody came here sick. Somebody came here depressed. Listen, there is a lifting. When there was a casting, now lifting. Jesus, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus. Speak. The blood is speaking. The blood is speaking. Forgive me, Lord. I receive forgiveness. I receive forgiveness of all my sins. I receive forgiveness of everything I've done to the uttermost from my mother's womb up till now. In the name of Jesus, yes, I failed. Yes, I did. I did it again. I fell again. It's not by power. It's not by might. It's by the blood. It's by the Spirit, the second interceptor. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. I choose life. I choose life over death. I choose life over death. Enough of the stealing of my time, stealing of my precious heart, stealing of my emotions. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, please speak the word of the Lord right now. Speak the word of the Lord. If all you can do, please bring Psalm 103 up. I bless you. Lord, please, this is a powerful scripture. This is a powerful scripture. Psalm 103. Open it and begin to speak. Begin to speak. My soul magnifies the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. You forgive all my iniquities. You heal all my diseases. You satisfy my mouth with good things. You redeem my life from destruction. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. Speak the word by the blood of the Lamb. And the word of their testimony, and they love not their life to death. I cast out that spirit of fear. God has not given you the spirit of bondage against the fear. God has given you the spirit of adoption. You can cry to your Father, Abba, Father, Abba, Father. Let your living waters flow over my soul. Let your Holy Spirit take control every situation, everything that has disturbed me right now. I submit. I am not fearless. I am a child of God. Oh, give your life to Jesus right now. Surrender your life. Maybe that is where you are erring. Surrender right now. Say, Lord, I turn my life over to you. I turn my worries, my cares, my mistakes, my past. I roll it over to you. Lord Jesus, I declare you, take control. Become Lord. Become master. Become the owner of my life. You are my baker. Please declare. Declare in the name of Jesus. Declare in the name of Jesus. Oh, please lift up your hands, everybody, right now. Lift up your hands and say, Father, thank you. I thank you that I'm forgiven by the blood of the Lamb. I thank you I'm forgiven by the blood of Jesus. I declare that I'm redeemed from destruction. I declare that your word has come for today to heal me, to deliver me from destruction. Your word has come. I speak that word over me, over my life, over everything, my life, my situation, my marriage, my home, my business, my children, my womb, over your body. Oh, I command every devil, that demon holding your womb, I cast that demon out. I say in the name of Jesus, there was a dumb and deaf spirit man that they brought to Jesus. They were praying, they didn't know what to pray. Jesus knew it was a demon behind it. I say, any demonic oppression, every demon behind your sickness, cast out through the word of the Lord today. Right now, you are made every whit whole. I am feeling a breeze right now. Somebody, you are feeling that same breeze on your head. It is flowing from your head. It is flowing from your head right into your body, right into your body, right into your organs. Whatever the diagnosis of the doctors, the word of God is speaking. The blood of Jesus is speaking. There is a divine interception right now. A divine interception in the name of Jesus. I cast out that spirit of fear, that paralysis. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Gone. I command every dysfunction, every erectile dysfunction. Lord, we fear not. We are not afraid. We come boldly to your throne of grace by the blood of Jesus. We have come to obtain mercy. Mercy that speaks over judgment. Mercy. I say in the name of Jesus, that sentence you have been pronounced upon you, I say you are discharged. I say you are acquitted by the blood of Jesus, by the word of the living God. Today, everything begins to work together for your good. That accident works together for your good. That mistake you made works together for your good. Please lift up your hands. Holy Spirit, I receive you. I receive you afresh. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And once the Spirit of God is there is liberty. Once the Spirit of God is there is deliverance. Hey, there is love. Love never fails. You will never fail again. You will never fail. God begins to turn everything around for your good. Everything, the mistake, the past, yes, begin to work together for your good. The evil, what was meant for evil, turn around today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Rabba Tekele, if you can pray in the Holy Ghost. There is a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit right now. Somebody, please pray. If you need hands laid on you, come quickly. In the name of Jesus, go and prosper. Go, it is done. It is done in the name of Jesus. Please hurry up. Thank you. Done, dusted, past, gone. Rakatoso brondo kushata baraba. Yes, you prosper. Go and prosper. Go in this power, go in this might. Prosper. It turns around for your good. Oh, the blood of Jesus speaks better things. Better. It gets better. It only gets better and better. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Please, where I come, just join me, lay hands on these people. Just lay hands and go back and thank God. Whatever you came out for, done. Just go back and begin to thank God. The devil cannot accuse you anymore. I silence every voice of condemnation. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. It is reversed. The irreversible. Yes. Thank you, everybody. Go into a time of thanksgiving. Go into that time of thanksgiving. In the name of Jesus. Please get us another mic. Quickly. Quickly, we want to close the service right now. You are going out to prosper. You are going out in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. I just heard in my spirit, as some of us have been so quiet for so long because of the things that has happened in your life, because of what you have done. Maybe it was your fault. Yes, agreed. Maybe it was not your fault. It doesn't matter. But the Lord is just saying, when you get home today, I want you to continue to pray. The Lord is saying, get very angry, because some of us have come to accept this situation. This is now my life. This is now what I will be. this is how my marriage, I have come to accept my faith. No, that is not true. You have to accept what the interceptor, the yes. Spirit of God is saying. You have to accept what the Word of God has said about you. So when you get home today, you get very angry with the devil. You command the devil to leave your children. You command the devil to leave your marriage. You command the devil to leave your home in the name of Jesus. One more time, get angry. You have kept quiet for so long. Pastor is not going to pray for you. Pray for yourself. Resist the devil in the name of Jesus. Say, I resist you concerning my health. Satan, I come against you concerning my children turning out this way. I come against you concerning my marriage coming this way. I come against you concerning me. I not being able to conceive. Devil, you are not the one that created me. You are not the one that created me. You have no say in my life. Maybe I gave you an open door, but enough is enough. In the name of Jesus, we come against every attack. Attack against marriages in love assembly, against our women conceiving, against terminal sicknesses and diseases, against our children being wayward and our teenagers. Devil, we resist you. In the name of, get angry with Satan. Satan, we resist you. In the name of Jesus, we come against every delay. That is not our portion. Struggling is not our caution. Barrenness is not our portion. Sickness is not our portion. Our children going wayward, it is not our portion. We do not accept it as our Lord. Hey, the Bible says, hey, Satan, I resist you. I stop your work in love assembly, in every life, in the life of the children, in the life of the adults, in our homes and marriages, concerning our health, concerning the works of our hands. In the name of Jesus. The Bible talks about the Lord. Said the Lord is my portion. It is the Lord that is your portion.
Lord, you are my portion.
Hey, the Lord is my portion in the land of the living.
You are my portion.
You are the one that has made my Lord to be. My Lord is good. The Lord is my portion in the land of the living. Sickness is not your portion. Wayward children is not your portion. Loveless marriage is not your portion. Terminal sicknesses and diseases is not your portion. Barrenness is not your portion. Do not accept that situation anymore. Throughout this week, for the rest of this year, get angry. Everything that has been a struggle, everything that has not worked in your life, in your family, in the life of your children, get angry with this. Satan and tell Satan, this is no longer my portion. It is the Lord that is my portion in the land of the living. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.